Proclamation number 3446 of 24th of February, 1945. Participation in the work of redemption. Through spiritually mature beings in the flesh on earth or in the transfigured body in the beyond, the divine will is proclaimed to the immature spiritual being, and this is the participation in Christ's act of salvation, that the imperfect being is informed of the divine teaching of love in which his will is clearly expressed. In order to be able to mature spiritually, the immature spiritual being has to be led to the recognition of truth, and depending on its attitude towards it, it either follows the path of higher development or it remains on the same level with the danger of regressive development. And therefore it is the most important and most beautiful task on earth as well as in the beyond to help this immature spiritual being to ascend spiritually. For the immature spiritual is bound and therefore in a state which is lightless and agonizing and which therefore should be changed into a free, blissful state. And therefore the spiritual, which has shaped itself into love, will always participate in redeeming the lightless, bound spiritual. It will participate in Christ's work of redemption because it stands in love. And its love expresses itself by seeking to bring light to the lightless. Only when the being knows about God's will does it begin to let its will become active, i.e., to fulfill the divine will or to neglect to do so or to act against it. For its own will must first become active. The being must want to let itself be redeemed. The imparting of divine will is therefore a task which is extremely significant and constantly requires willing forces. This applies in particular to the redeeming activity on earth, which is to be carried out by people so that free will is not impaired. The gospel has to be brought to people, i.e., God's will has to be announced to them and the divine teaching of love has to be preached to them, so that they will thereby try to redeem themselves through love. And thus they have to be introduced to the truth by knowledgeable people who instruct them out of pure neighborly love. And this activity again requires the cooperation of the beings of light of the spiritual kingdom. For through them the teaching human being first has to receive his knowledge so that truly divine wisdom can be imparted, which alone can accomplish the soul's redemption. Only he who has the truth walks the right path to final freedom. Only he who has the truth can pass it on. And thus bearers of truth must be constantly active, both in the spiritual kingdom as well as on earth, so that the ignorant spiritual beings will be guided into knowledge and thereby learn to love God and fulfill His commandments. But since the redemption of the bound spirits is the purpose and aim of earthly life as well as of the whole of creation, it is also understandable that every redemptive activity is also blessed by God, that it meets with God's full approval and that every person on earth who is willing to be of service is a welcome worker to God whom He provides with all gifts he needs for his work. For his will to participate in the act of salvation also makes him suitable for his work. He will always place himself at the disposal of the bearers of truth of the spiritual kingdom, who now transfer their rich knowledge to him and thus make him able to be active on earth in a teaching capacity, thus to have a redeeming effect. For as soon as truth is spread on earth, the state of darkness is also broken, the spiritual night is illuminated by a light which cannot be extinguished because it shines down to earth from the heavens. And anyone who enters the light will also be enlightened in spirit. Ignorance will give way to bright realization, and the knowledge which fellow human beings now receive, if they are willing to receive it, will stimulate them to start the redeeming activity in themselves. They will endeavor to fulfill the divine commandment of love and thereby become increasingly freer and more permeated by light. The ignorant state will change, and the light of truth will kindle ever hotter love for God, which impels the human being to be lovingly active towards all God's creatures. And he will become free from bondage. He will strive towards God and detach himself from his opposing power. He will likewise take part in the work of redemption, for once he has become love, everything that is unfree and enslaved will last for him, and he will seek to bring help to it. And every redeeming activity will bless God, both on earth and in the beyond. Amen.